quality since 1939.
Martin Kilcoin here talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new, hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to a locally owned and operated AD Lift truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
How much is that doggy in the window?
All right, pet owners. You know what this is? It's the regular Wednesday opportunity to lay your pet problems on one of the best in the business, a veterinarian who loves animals more than you do. And I know a lot of you are crazy about your pets. This guy, he loves every living creature, and he knows some stuff. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff, and he's here to answer your questions and help you with your cat, your dog, your lizard, your turtles, or whatever you have. It's free advice, and here's how it works. He doesn't do a monologue like Jose. We will jump right in and get your questions, so it's very important that you dial right now. The first come, first serve. Here are the numbers, and dial as soon as I say them. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Now, that's the one you want to try first. Most of the lines coming in here are through that number. If that doesn't work, go with this one. 888-550-KTRS. And Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. 9 out of 10 pets prefer riding in a Laclede Cab.
Really?
Did you know that? Yeah.
No.
Serve, that's a true story. It came out in a big survey. Laclede Cab has an app. It's STL Taxi. It's easy and it's free. So please download it. You'll be glad you did. Folks, without further ado, as they say, and I don't know why they say that. I think it's French. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
Everyone is great. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Doesn't it feel good to be AM in the PM? So
it
many,
does. It
so
feels
many
so
people.
Special.
We've changed lives. We have. We really have. So anything new with you that we need to talk about before we jump in here? Anything?
Life is just an interesting challenge.
Wow. Oh. Did you make that up? Life is just an interesting challenge. I heard it was just a bowl of cherries. And now I know it's full of interesting
chocolates.
I might get to see Pee-wee tomorrow. I'm not sure. I'm going to try and work it out.
And Pee-wee is my son, for those who don't know. How would that happen? Are you going
to
Jeff City?
I'm going to go down to Columbia. For the day.
Yeah, you should go see him. Hang out.
I will.
Get some free food. You want to take some calls?
I am ready.
Of course you do. Ben is ready. Ben, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. I got a quick question. I have a Cocker Spaniel, and his left eye, it's red underneath the eye, like on the bottom side of his eye, if that makes sense, if you're looking at him, like the lower portion.
I couldn't hear. What kind of animal was it?
It's a Cocker Spaniel. I took him into the vet, and I spent a few hundred dollars on some tests and some other things. I walked out with a little tiny bottle of drops, and I've used all that up, and he still has it. Is it worth going back in to look to? I mean, he doesn't rub at it or anything.
So let me understand. Is it right in the middle of the eye, right in the corner of the eye on the middle side of the face? or is it?
It's mostly underneath.
So it's the whole conjunctiva, the tissue we call like a pink eye. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of, but it's not like the upper part of the eye, if that makes sense. If you're looking right at them, it's just like the lower portion from my pathway down.
You know, without seeing it, it would be a little bit tough to diagnose, but I would suggest that if it's not working, yeah, you need to go back. They might want to try some anti-inflammatories as well as the medication that goes right on the area of irritation. But, you know, you're always welcome to send a picture by smartphone, and we can take a look. But
well, you know what? That's such a great idea. Think about that.
I do it all the time, videos, and
I forget that. You could send Dr. Doug the dog's eye, a picture, and
send it to your own vet. I mean, certainly try and give your vet first chance.
Nah, your own vet's already charged you hundreds of dollars and only gave you a little bottle of drops. Drop him and go to Dr. Doug.
But what happens if, like, the dog has something going on in its crotchal area, and now Dr. Doug's going
to
get a bunch of crotch shots
to diagnose. Do what you
like
have to
doggy
do.
Porn.
Yeah, let me text him. I'll see if he'll shoot you a selfie over real quick. And...
yeah, the NSA is going to see my pictures and wonder what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But, yeah, no, I'm happy to help you or have your vet go through it again and see what it is. But it sounds like what we would call in humans a pink eye, but conjunctivitis. And if it's one eye, then generally it means there was some irritant that got in there or something that's causing trouble.
And well, he's had it for going on a month or two, and I've been giving him the drops, and it really hasn't cleared up, and it didn't go to the other eye, and it doesn't drain or anything other than that normal stuff that crusts up around the...
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be reviewed again if it hasn't resolved in that time. I was mentioning earlier that there is a gland in that eye there, that the tear gland, and sometimes it everts out of its pocket, and it looks like a swelling right there, a little pink swelling right in the middle aspect of the eye, and that's something that would probably require a surgical fix, and that's
very
common in cockers.
What?
Is that a cherry eye?
Cherry eye, exactly.
Oh,
that's
supposed to
be a joke or something?
No, that's what it's called.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, cherry eye is when the gland, the thing that makes our tear production, everts out of its pocket, and it looks like a little cherry sitting right on the eye.
Ben, your dog has LLMGD, lower lid meibomian gland dysfunction. I'm practically a doctor.
Yeah. I like Peanut's version.
What?
Vaginae.
Vagina.
Well, there's a pink swelling. No,
he's a cocker.
Ben, good luck. Send him a picture.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Now, if they want to do that, doctor, how do they get? I mean, you don't want to give everybody your cell phone. Just text you.
Yeah.
But they'd have to have your cell phone number to do that.
I can give it. I don't mind.
It's up to you. What's your cell phone number?
314.
Yeah.
761-8583.
Well, what a great application of today's technology that you can send even a human doctor.
Great.
Hey, doc, look in my armpit. What is this red thing?
Yeah, well, what I mean, really? Even though Dr. Doug's a vet, I mean, would you be able to spot like a weird mole on, let's say, a female's breast? Would you be able to help them with that as well?
Even if I couldn't do it, I'd try.
Well, that's good. You're not just helping animals, you're helping people.
Yeah. Wow, what a public servant.
Let's imagine all the pictures I'm going to get.
Let's go to Jason. We'll share them with us. Jason, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Oh, not bad.
What's cooking?
I have a 12-week-old chocolate lab.
Okay.
And on like what would be the back side of her knees, there's little bald spots. And I was told they were heat spots.
You mean right, you know, as the knee folds?
Like our elbow.
Our elbow.
On the outer part, I guess, really.
Yeah, and it's symmetrical on both sides? I mean, both sides have the same presentation?
Pretty close, yes.
Okay, so, I would think that it's either a rub mark or, as they're describing, kind of a little area that gets rubbed and a little bit irritated. So if it's not inflamed, I wouldn't worry about it. If it's spreading and you see other signs, you want to make sure a puppy doesn't have like a Demodex mange, so you'd want to have
a Demodex mange. What? That's what I was going to say. A Demodex mange.
I would have your vet just review that just to make
sure. That's Max's wife.
Because it is a 12-week-old puppy. Okay?
Okay. Is there anything I could put on it to help it now?
I would just put some peroxide on it. Don't rub it, but kind of blot it clean with some peroxide. And is the dog trying to lick at it?
No.
Okay, so yeah, that's all I would do, but I'd have the vet look at it again and make sure you're not missing something like we were just talking about. Okay,
okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you for listening. And now, oh, I like this name a lot. This is Candy. Candy, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Candy. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. I've just got a real simple question, hopefully. I'm wondering how soon I can retreat my cats for fleas with Feline Advantage.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's usually a monthly dosing, but, you know, if you have a really bad scenario, you can sometimes get that treated at three-week periods, okay?
Okay.
And if that's still not working, you might want to talk to your veterinarian about some other management alternatives to try and kind of cut down the load, okay?
Mm. Okay. All right, Candy. That's what I was looking for.
Candy, how old are you?
32.
That's my favorite age.
Yeah.
Wow. Yay!
Certain things that Dr. Doug says could be
Candy, I just read the greatest article. It's called, I'm 32, yes, 32. Wait till you see what I can do. It was a great article on how 32 is a woman's, that's the age of her sexual peak. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. My husband's going to be thrilled.
Yes, he is. thank you, Candy.
Thank you. Oh, and I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. You know how you can, I'm a reader of voices,
yes.
an analyst of voices. That Candy is a really neat, cool, fun person. I can just I'm telling you, without even meeting her, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And now it's Mike's turn. Mike, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you doing today?
Good, Mike. And you?
Well, I'm not doing the best.
Uh-oh.
I got a 11-year-old Cocker Spaniel,
okay,
and he's having seizures. Infrequently, but sometimes maybe once every other week. Other times they may come once every couple weeks.
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, a couple each week. He is exhausted naturally when they're done. I guess what I'm I've talked to the vet. They've given me some medicine that we give to when the seizures last a certain period of time. But what I really don't know is the dog is actually my daughter and granddaughter's, and they're having a real hard time dealing with it when he has the seizures.
Well, I
and
think that
we got to kind of make a decision somewhere. How long should we put him through this? And I don't know how to measure.
Well, what I would do is in a situation like that, is bring the animal into the clinic, get him on an IV until we get the seizure disorder kind of managed. There are two or three good drugs that are used, and sometimes some drugs in combination. So there's a whole bunch of alternatives that it doesn't sound like anyone's addressed yet. And I think that I wouldn't give up. Now, it's an 11-year-old, so it's not the oldest dog in the world. It's not the youngest either. So there could be other diagnostics that might be suggested you may or may not want to pursue, like a CT scan or an MRI, to make sure there isn't a problem in the brain area. But for most seizures end up being called idiopathic seizures. In other words, we don't know what causes the actual seizure. But they can be treated, and they can be managed in many, many cases. And I think you haven't even begun to look at all the alternatives. So I would talk to him again and say, look, you know, what can we do to try some different medications? And there, like I said, there are three or four products that we use. Some of them come from the human industry, and they can be very effective at controlling those.
And even though he doesn't have them routinely, it's like a medicine that he would get?
Well, the point is that you haven't really titered up the drugs yet to get to a level where you can tell whether you've... What you're trying to do is there's something called a threshold. So
yes.
When the threshold's low, every time whatever it is that's stimulating that seizure, it can be food, it can be activity, it can be anything, it just, you know, just goes. But if you raise that threshold with the use of the drugs, it's more dulled, and it's harder for the animal's brain to, you know, to create a seizure. So it could be just a matter of dosing your drugs differently. And frequency,
okay.
and amount of milligrams. So don't give up yet.
All right. Thank you much.
Right. Okay, be good.
Thank you, Mike.
Right.
Good luck.
All right.
And from Mike, we go to Larry. Larry, thank you for waiting. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, but I'm a little concerned about a 13-year-old Brittany I have.
Okay.
He started to his lower jaw is he starts quivering sometimes, almost like, you know, he's too cold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a real rapid quiver.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost always when we're in the vehicle and approaching home. I don't know if this is...
I just think he's getting excited, and he's just, that's kind of a anxiousness kind of thing. He's not lost any muscling on the top of his head, like around his the top of his head there where his crest is.
No, but he did have an incident about a month ago during the night. I felt something poking me in the side. He sleeps with me. Mm-hmm. And he just kept poking me, and I turned the light on, and he was... Now, I'm sure his hearing's going, but he was, his front foot just kept poking, and he was, his eyes were closed, and his tongue was sort of hanging out a little bit, and I said something to him, I hollered his name, and he didn't wake up, and then I touched him, and he woke up, and like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. So he could have been in a deep sleep, and he could have... You know, just, again, it's not unusual even for people to do that. So I wouldn't make a whole lot out of it. The other alternative is that it could itself be some mild seizure activity. And they have these things called bubblegum seizures, too, where they kind of quiver and kind of go through a chewing motion. But, you know, the incidents that you've described just don't seem really concerning unless they're repetitive and they're doing it all the time. And then again, I would, you know, have your veterinarian review them and make sure there aren't any underlying problems. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Uh-huh. And once again, as you continue to attract more and more ladies, we have Sarah. Sarah, one of my favorite names, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sarah. How are you, honey?
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Sarah.
Well...
I'm AM and the PM.
And hi, Ian.
Wow.
That's special.
What's going on, honey?
Well, I called you a couple weeks ago about my cat that apparently overgrew.
Okay.
So in the past couple of weeks, I developed ringworm.
Okay.
On my calf.
How old is the cat?
The cat is 10 years old. I took her into the vet because we were concerned about bald spots because, you know, if there's no fur growing there, that's a sign of ringworm. She does not have it.
You have it, but she doesn't have it?
I have it, but she does not have it.
Well, she could still be an inapparent, carrier of it. So if you had it, you have no good reason why or any exposure to little kids or anything that might have had it or other
soil.
Pets, other
I'm
cats.
I'm a gardener, so soil.
Cats or puppies. Yeah, you could. It's unlikely to get it from the soil, but you can. But I would say... I would kind of get her on a shampoo basis and try and wash out, because she still might be carrying it. You may not be able to pick it up on her, but she could still be transferring it to people. So that would be one consideration. And then, obviously, anything else your doctor suggested would be appropriate, too.
So now, can I use the same, she doesn't have any skin rashes on her.
She doesn't what, hon?
She doesn't have any rashes on her whatsoever.
Right, you could still do. She can still be carrying it, so you can still do a general bathing protocol with some medicated bath that can be helpful. And I think it would be worth it to do that. And then you might still look back and try and understand where you might have had exposure to maybe a neighbor's cat or a friend's cat or dog or puppy, and you might find that you did expose yourself sometime in the last 2 weeks or so. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sarah, how old are you?
I am 34 years old.
Favorite age.
Is that your favorite age?
Oh, sorry,
that's
it is.
Exactly right. And let me ask, you said you have ringworm, is that right?
Well, yes, I think it is.
When I was a kid, I heard about ringworm. I haven't heard ringworm much since I was a kid, and it sounds horrible, but what the heck is it? How do you get rid of it?
It's like athlete's foot.
Okay, and how do they tell you to get rid of it?
You use Lotrimin, or you just have to continually put an antifungal cream on it.
And where is it on your body?
Well, it started out on my toe.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just from wearing flip-flops all summer.
Yeah.
But then in the past week, it starts spreading up. So yeah.
It's like a circle, isn't it?
It's not actually a worm.
Yeah, it looks like a circle.
It usually has a circular kind of elevated pinkish lesion. sometimes right. you'll see little, like, dry skin on it, like it's flaking a little bit.
Yeah. One of my kids exactly. had it a long time ago, and you just rub the ointment on it, and it eventually goes away.
It takes about 3 weeks to get rid
yeah.
of it.
You got it, girl. Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're not getting a resolution with your protocol, I'd definitely get to your human doctor first. Sounds like you're kind of medical.
Oh, I have a dermatologist who, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I thought it was just my eczema because I've had eczema all my life. So.
Well, it does. They do kind of look alike, except this is more focal, and the eczema can be more generalized. So,
right.
Sarah, sometimes, too, people can think that they are completely rid of ringworm, but they're not, because they don't examine their entire bodies correctly, because you can't see all of your body. Mm-hmm. We have a service, Sarah, where we will examine you just to make sure and there's no ringworm.
I think I should do that.
No, doctor.
You would, Frank.
Oh, I would. I absolutely would. So if you need that, please let us know. We'll have a private room. It'll be very discreet and professional, okay?
You are so funny.
Well, I'm
right,
funny
well,
and generous.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. I know it's a generous thing to do, and it's
right.
time-consuming,
oh, sure.
and my time
I
is
dedicating your time.
But I care about people, yeah, and I don't want to see a woman who might think, "Ooh, I don't have ringworm," and then what do you know? There's a spot on her breast that
yeah.
she didn't see.
Look at those rings.
yeah.
Well, we've done it again, Doctor. You've helped a lot of people. We appreciate it, and we'll do it again next week, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, there he goes, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, brought to you by Laclede Cab, a great cab company with a great app that's free, STL Taxi. Download that. You'll be glad you did. It's a great way and a quick way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now we go up north, way up north. Remember
north,
that's Johnny Horton, of the north, to Florissant, way up north, to Johnny Londo. Hello, John.
Just hearing my name it makes you want to sing, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Do you ever, like, close your eyes and maybe see me?
No, John, I don't. I've never closed my eyes.
Why would you want to start singing when you hear Johnny Londo?
What's that got to do with north. Closing my eyes and seeing you? I've never done that.
That's good.
Yes, it is good. I think that would be gay.
Sure.
What?
I'm just making sure.
Okay. It's an odd question.
I just see how you look at me when you're here.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I think he knows how awkward it makes you feel. Now.
Yeah.
I
know it makes him awkward. That's why I have fun doing it. But yeah. In the last few days here at Johnny Law and Dr. Blaven again today have been crazy busy.
Good.
A lot of great AM and the PM customers and... you know, we get another email today. Frank, I think it's like one a day complimenting the service department, and that's just awesome stuff. Because the men and women of Johnny Londo Chevrolet Service Department have been so busy. I can't thank them enough for how hard they're working to get all of our customers in and out of service. And getting that car or truck fixed right the first time is the key here at Londo Chevrolet. So thanks to
Lost your place.
Name is Mark that sent you an email.
Yes.
About the great experience in Johnny Londo Chevrolet service. So not only do you get a great experience in sales, but also in service. But how's your day?
It's great. And if you don't mind, because you've been nice enough to let me drive a pickup truck, a Silverado crew cab truck. And
it is very nice of you.
I got to tell people.
Really nice.
You forget you're in a truck. You have to look behind you and go, oh, yeah, there's a bed behind me because it drives like a car, like a luxury car. And I discovered a feature today accidentally. There are two ways into my house. And one way, when you go out the driveway, it's pretty steep. And I wanted to stop and get the paper. So I stopped on the hill. And it didn't roll backwards, and I didn't put it in park, and it has something called when you put it in park, it has something called something braking where it won't roll backwards. Even after I took the emergency brake off and put it in drive, took my foot off the brake, it wouldn't let it roll backwards. It's kind of a neat little thing I discovered, and I like the fact that the screen where the navigation system is nice and big. I've been in cars where the screen was the size of an iPhone. No, that's not enough. This thing is a nice big. I'm enjoying driving this truck.
I told you, you don't think you're in a truck. It just drives like a luxury car, and it's an unbelievable. It's just a beautiful truck, and we're selling a lot of trucks right now. We have a lot of trucks, and it's still truck month. at Johnny Lawn Dodge Chevrolet and up to $11,000 off of a Silverado double cab or crew cab. And we are down to 35 work trucks. We had 50 at one time. Don't ask me. I don't know how or why we would have 50 work trucks.
Now when you say work truck, that's not extended cab. That's just a regular...
Regular cab, automatic, okay. 4.3 right. V6, one of the greatest engines ever designed by General Motors, designed by anybody. Automatic transmission, air conditioning. It's just a great, that's a truck that'll go over 200,000 miles and with good maintenance. But 17.9, only 17.9.
Wow, I was going to say it's like $32,000, but it's not. It's 17.9.
Yes, only 17.9, and that's the best price in town because we need to move some trucks here at Johnny Lawn Dodge Chevrolet.
Well, you will.
We will, and I'm glad you mentioned that pickup truck, because I think it's really, really, really nice of me.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, listen, is the deal where the dealerships all agree not to be open on Sunday, do they also have sort of an agreement that they won't be open late except Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays? Because is that...
Yes, an agreement we made years ago.
Now, is that just St. Louis, or is it Metro St. Louis, including Illinois?
No, it's just the St. Louis.
Okay.
St. Louis County, the suburbs. But, something years ago, because they were open, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10, and then Saturdays they'd close at 5, and my dad literally would say, he goes, we would look at each other on a Saturday night and go, we got to go home. Yeah. They wanted to keep working, then they decided that it was time to start maybe having some time with your family, maybe get to know your kids. It was nothing for those men to work, 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
So I remember when my dad first started coming home on Tuesdays and Thursday nights early, and he just looked lost. He was just like someone forced him to, give up his baseball bat and his ball and go home. But so my mom was cooking these great meals, and eventually he enjoyed, but he really loved to work. The guy loved to work, loved to sell cars and make, people happy. And I'm glad that we're closed early on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I like spending time with the family. But every once in a while, a customer will say, hey, are you open on Sunday? And it's like, no. And let me help you. We will never, ever, and I don't think it'll ever happen in the state of Missouri, but we'll never be open, on a Sunday.
All right. Now, you've said it. We've got it recorded. You said you will never open on Sunday. Well, good for you.
Never.
Good for you.
The
Lord's Day.
Are there some car dealers that are open like around the country? Are there,
yes. Oh, yes. Other parts. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
California, Nevada. I mean, the stores in Vegas are open 7 days a week.
Wow.
In Arizona, some stores in Texas. It's crazy. Just crazy. It's that you gotta have some time to relax and have fun.
Yeah.
Why work so hard? So, what else is going on today?
I don't know what else is going on. Anybody?
No. I just got to tell you, I was driving home Monday night, and you started talking about the last conversation that you all have when the show's over, and you usually are holding it in the bathroom.
Right.
And that no one used the short stall.
Right.
Because they know that Frank will make fun of them.
No, that's the short urinal. No. Nobody wants to use that little
short urinal. I'm sorry. You're right. Correct me again.
Midget urinal.
Correct. And that I was dying laughing. You're like, don't you hate when people leave something?
Shrapnel.
Yeah.
You got to find out who that person is. That's disgusting.
No, you actually don't want to know who. You sort of do, but you sort of don't. You don't want to,
right,
because you can never look at them the same again.
I don't know if it's a fireable offense. I mean, it should be.
It should be.
They could post a note or a sign that says, come on.
Well, nobody would own up to it.
No, of course not.
Yeah. But
they might do it on purpose.
Yeah, no, we don't want to know who it is. And we've come up with a new name. Dan says Shrapnel, but Crapnel is what
Crapnel.
That's our new name for it. Oh, I just got a text. Somebody says, ask John what his phone number is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, who sent that text?
Fred Thurman. Fred Thurman from Shoveltown.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com. LONDOFF. I had a couple more folks call me Landoff today, but that doesn't matter.
Maybe the reason they're doing it is because you keep saying, if you wouldn't say it, like mention it like you do, and that puts it in people's heads. They just don't say that, and nobody will probably do that.
L-O, Londoff.
That's right.
L-A, Londoff.
Email londoffjr at londoff.com. I know that from memory.
Got to keep it simple. I'm a simple guy.
That's about as simple as you can get. Well, listen, I hope you brace yourself because I hope you're ready for the business we are going to send you tonight.
I can't wait. I'm rubbing my hands together right now.
They're on the way.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Thank you, John.
Good to be on to you, Danny. Thanks.
Bye, John.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye. Why did that Sarah say hello to you?
I don't know.
Do you know her?
I don't think so.
She sounded very. That's the kind of thing that if Angela's listening, makes wives nervous. And that's good, though. You need for her to know you still got it.
Right.
Because you still got what chicks want.
Yep.
Because the day that she thinks that you're not attractive to anybody, everything changes.
I think she's well aware.
Look how many times the chicks say hi to us.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break, but we'll come back. I'm telling you, we will. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Here's a guy that the chicks fall over each other to try and get to.
Oh,
it's
my
Tim Weiland.
That's the truth.
Oh. Yeah, they fall over my rocking chair.
let me just read you an email, an example of the emails. Dear Frank, the guy who does the traffic, Tim Weiland, he sounds like a hunk. Boy, does he look as good as he sounds. I would love to meet him. That's just one.
Oh,
Here's another one. Dear Frank, I'm single. I'm hot. Everybody says I'm cute. I just never have been able to find Mr. Wright, but I think Mr. Wright just might be Mr. Weiland.
Who's that from? Mark Johnson.
This is from. His name is Mark Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
you might want to contact Mark.
Yeah. Well, I haven't switched sides, guys.
Okay.
Still playing for the same team.
All right.
All right, let's see here. Looking at the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40 now is slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And, boy, it's no better once you get into Illinois. You're jammed from the bridge all the way over to the 70 split and then 64 through that construction zone at 111. So expect a slow go there. Westbound 70, you're going to run into some heavy traffic between Riverview and Jennings Station Road, again from 170 past the airport. Southbound 270 now stacking up as you approach Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, a little bit slow, at least eastbound 44, a little bit slow between Mraz up through Highway 270, and it looks like westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, from Lindbergh out through Mason, and now we're heavy from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And this report brought to you by Walmart. Want to save money on your electric bill? Walmart has GE 60-watt replacement soft white bulbs with the same soft white shine you love, but they use up to 28% less energy. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the Riverfront Times compiles a list of the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning journalists who cover all facets of our esteemed metro area named the winner in the category of Best Talk Radio Station. And it is the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, and improves the drought resistance of plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for an array of STA-certified compost, soil, or mulch products. Available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition. And your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family-run, family-operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Bad news, bad news. I heard you're packing to leave.
Well, it's like Christmas here in the studio. If you remember, if you listened the other day, we had a lady named Susan on the phone. And what were we talking about that prompted her to call?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Well, we were talking about... I think we talked about the pumps.
I know what it was. Some guy called and asked about... And I'm sorry if you're offended by this, folks, but this is an anatomical part, and we shouldn't be so timid about it. Penis. Okay, there it is. There's the word. And one of our listeners has an implant, a penile pump. Mm-hmm. And that led to some other discussions. And Susan called, who is with Patricia's. This is an adult store. We just received. Let me just say, John Carney and Kilcorn and those guys, they get all the chicken wings they want brought in and you know, casseroles and samples of food. We just got I can't even tell you what some of these things are.
A smorgasbord
of sexual things. And we divided them up. And that's really about all I can tell you. I thank you, Susan, for the gifts. And we will be trying out some of them. A couple of them I don't think we will be trying.
Well, just one.
Yeah, there's one particular item that is just sitting here. Nobody wants to walk out with it.
So. Guarantee if you leave it here, it'll be gone by tomorrow.
Oh, of course it will.
Yes, it will.
So thank you, Susan, from Patricia's. Patricia's is, it says, where fun and fantasy meet.
I've heard that jingle.
Lingerie open 7 days, novelties. Wow. And yeah, one of the things she left was a DVD, The Art of Making Love Last.
Yeah.
Whew. And you know who took that? Dan? What does that tell you?
Who wants to make it last?
Well, Dan's like a rabbit. Just it's what I take from that is he's been getting some complaints. Hey, you done already? Hey, that kind of thing.
Quick draw McGraw.
Yeah, no, that's the morning guy.
Oh.
So enjoy that DVD.
That's a two DVD set.
Woo!
But you know what? There are doctors on this thing.
Oh, no, it's medical.
And it's a medical thing, but it's not. It's actually like making love last, like, for years. You know what I mean?
Well, that sounds great.
I got a DVD, too. I can't talk about it.
No, you can't.
How did I get stuck with this one?
Peon has a DVD. It's an adult DVD starring a girl named Bridget. Can I say what?
Maybe well, she's not a little person. Yeah, you can say that, I guess.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you can say that.
Right. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Bill Cleveland's on the way. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Been on the show now, part of the show, helping make the show possible for, what do you think, 7 years? I would say.
Yeah.
At least. We're thrilled to have them. They have been doing what they do for 72 years. On the way here today, I saw a heating and cooling truck from some other company, but it made me realize, until I left home as an adult, we never had central air. And that wasn't that uncommon. We didn't have central air. We had a couple of window units, but we didn't get that until I was well into my teens. We just got really hot in the summer and slept with windows open and used fans and stuff like that. But now it's very common. Central air used to be a big deal. Ooh, they have central air, central heat. I don't care if you have gas or oil or electric or whatever it is. Matheny will work on it. Matheny will take care of it. Matheny will replace it. Large, small, any model, any make, any size. You have a business. They do lots of businesses. The commercial business is really big with them, with Matheny. And again, don't worry about how, our house is too small. No. You can have six units or one little unit. Matheny. If you live in Illinois. Sorry. They service people who live in St. Louis County and about 98% of St. Charles County. 72 years and still going strong. Thanks to folks like you who are AM and the PM. Please use them once because I think you'll continue to want only Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how the traffic looks right now and get a quick check with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, on southbound 170, things are slowing now from about Ladue down through Highway 40. Westbound 44, you're slow from the Guyer Road overpass in the right lanes as you try to ramp on to southbound 270. Southbound 270, it's just stop and go now from Dorset through Page, and then it just becomes off the pace from that point all the way down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. Want to save money on your electric bill? Try Walmart's great value 60-watt equivalent LED light bulbs. They use up to 81% less energy than incandescent bulbs. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Schmidl's Nursery has been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 20 years and is offering 20% off on over 2,000 trees. Fall is here, and it's an ideal time to plant. Visit Schmidl's Nursery at the corner of Maryland Heights Expressway and Marine or at schmidlsnursery.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Phillips 66 fuels the neighborhood with performance gas and just about everything else. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company. There's an app. It's free. It works. It's STL Taxi. Please download it. It is a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, today the woman in charge of the Secret Service handed in her resignation to President Obama.
I saw that.
Although I thought this was kind of mean, they made her leave the White House grounds by climbing over the fence. Oh, for God's sake, really?
What you've done is brilliant, Bill. You started really, really slow, and whatever you do from here on out is going to be hilarious by comparison. That's brilliant.
That's right. That's exactly the way I planned it.
I know you did.
Well, a guy in North Carolina was injured after he tried to launch a lawn chair with helium balloons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, helium balloons tied to a lawn chair, or as North Korea calls it, our space program.
Oh, there you go.
And a study finds that Republicans are more likely to go to Dunkin' Donuts, while Democrats are more likely to get their breakfast at Starbucks. Well, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie takes that bipartisan route, gets a breakfast from each.
Well, that's smart on his part.
And finally, a report out says that America's teenagers, 30th in the world in math.
30th?
30th, yeah. Luckily, America's teenagers won't understand the report because they're 85th in reading.
Well, that first thing you did, again, starting to sound funny.
You know, thinking about retirement. I have to look into this.
No, I don't do that.
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you by Laclede Cab, and I'm Bill Cleveland. I'm a big fan.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.